are saying that these people have been sterile allowances. And we're saying that perhaps if they are not undertaking one of their core businesses by coming to Parliament to answer questions, they don't deserve those allowances. Why do they get those allowances if they are not fulfilling an obligation which they must? So we're saying that they need for either a salary cut or an allowance cut for the time that they do not come to answer questions.
Do you think this can be an effective strategy to drive them back to Parliament?
It may not. You'll never know what is taking place. But we are saying you have to try to start from somewhere. And I'm sure you appreciate that if something becomes inculcated in some people, it becomes a culture. It's like an attitude. It's not easy to eradicate it. Perhaps if it starts now, then those who may follow down the road may behave in a much better manner than the current crop of government ministers.
So this attitude of ministers, does it derail development?
Yes, indeed it does. Remember, these ministers, they're in charge of ministries. For example, if there is a government project that is meant to further on development in a constituency, the people on the ground may not have enough information. The only person who has the whole rigmarole of the project is the minister.